This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Phil Graham, the architect of sequester and recession, and his effort to find someone else to blame. Phil Graham, the former Texas senator and head of the Senate Banking Committee from 1995 to 2000, wrote a pin the tail on the donkey piece in the Wall Street Journal trying to find someone other than himself to blame for the Great Recession. The piece was almost unintelligible, though the headline, "The First Shot Fired," tried to blame Bill Clinton, not for when he was president, but for a campaign position paper urging more pension investment in affordable housing while he was still a candidate. Wow. Who knew that as old as Graham must be, that he could still do such a somersault? If he had good judgment or listened to good advice, Graham would have kept his head down in whatever bunker he calls home. This is the man who might rightly be called the father of the sequester for his leading role in the Reagan-era passage of the Graham-Rudman-Hollings budget bill setting automatic deficit reduction targets. The U.S. Supreme Court in a more enlightened pre-Roberts era held that bill unconstitutional because Congress was overstepping its authority on budgeting matters. I know that almost sounds unbelievable since that seems to be the only way Congress steps these days. Nonetheless, Graham saddled up and got the bill passed later with some changes, and the sons of Graham Rudman to this day are what led to the painful sequester. Graham can probably live more easily with that ignominy than the fact that he's also on the short list with a bunch of criminal conspiracy bankers as the father of the Great Recession, thanks to his work steering through the elimination of the Glass-Steagall bill passed after the Great Depression, that had forced banks to separate their basic consumer banking operations from their no-hold-barred wild investing when commercial operations and securities were once again allowed to commingle under the same roof. Many economists believe this was the trigger that led to the housing bubble that created the recent recession. Make a note that Larry Summers, who's trying to run the Federal Reserve, was also deep in that doo-doo, which should disqualify him for any future job, while Janet Yellen, who's also a leading candidate, argues we need more bank regulation. With a record like that, Graham obviously needs to find someone else to shoulder the blame he's earned. Not surprisingly, he wants to shift it to the poor. His almost incoherent argument is that the government started pushing affordable housing goals for about 25 years, starting from the Community Reinvestment Act forward. And though it moved home ownership in the country to almost 70%, Graham believes that the process of the government setting such a goal intoxicated bankers and private wealth so much that they essentially lost their heads. He says wealth cannot serve two masters, and the government was the dominant master. He also argued a couple of sentences before that that the government regulators were asleep at the switch and not doing their job. The master wasn't mastering, I guess. So the low and moderate income people trying to get a chance to build citizen wealth through home ownership with favorable government policy somehow conned the rich and the banks into creating the recession. If it all just makes your head spin, settle down. And once you get a grip, this kind of cockamamie policy irrationality reminds us why Phil Graham, father of the sequester and the Great Recession, should be on a short list of folks who have almost killed the country and economy over the last 30 years. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.